So I've been doing this weekend. I'm just giving everybody just a little lesson today on our sign of the cross. And I've done it so many times, but remember how it goes: in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Of course, we say amen. But people, when you notice when we talk about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, there's a key component to notice. In the title of Father, there is no I. In the title of the Son, there is no I. And when it comes to the Holy Spirit, the key word here is holy. There is no I in holy. Now you can say, but Father, there's an I in this word Spirit, and that's true, but we have to realize there are different spirits. We talk about bad spirits. We talk about an evil spirit. And notice in the word evil, there's the word, the letter I. And that's what the evil one wants us to be about. I. But there is no I in Holy Spirit. And when we think about that in relation to prayer today, everyone, what is it that this man comes, he approaches, and what does he say? I. I kneel. It's like me kneeling down and praying and saying, thank God I'm not like the rest of the people here at this Mass. Thank God. I'm not dishonest. I'm not adulterous. Trustworthy. I pay my tithes. I pay my taxes. I. You hear it? And yet there's another man who comes, bows his head, beats his breast, and never once says the word I. He says this: have mercy on me, a sinner. People, when we do our confiteor, and you notice beating our breast, that comes from the tax collector today. Bows his head, beats his breast, and says, have mercy on me, a sinner. When we beat our breast during the confiteor, we say, you know, through my most grievous fault. That's what he's saying. Have mercy on me, I'm a sinner. It's the same thing that we acknowledge. And you know something, people, when we come through the door of the church, doesn't matter who we are, young, old, wealthy, poor, you know what? We come through the door all sharing one thing in common. What is it? We're sinners. We all sin. And coming through the door of the church, we all realize one thing: we need a Savior. So we come here today, everyone, begging God's mercy, his forgiveness, as we recognize our need for a Savior. Keep that in mind. No I in the Father, no I in the Son, no I in the word Holy Spirit. Just like there's no I in the word team. We are about Jesus. So let's think about that today. I'd like to just take a little bit of time today, too, and just talk on the finance areas pertinent to our parish. First of all, just a mention on the Catholic Ministries appeal. Some of you may still be giving pledges to the Rooted in Faith, Rejoice, and Hope Capital campaign, just like I am, everyone. Those pledges are still being taken this year and next year. Catholic Ministries appeal is not the Rooted in Faith, Rejoice, and Hope Capital campaign. Catholic Ministries' appeal is the yearly appeal we take to help fund ministries in the diocese. We've been doing this collection, everyone, every year, annually, for years. Parishes in regards to the Catholic Ministries' appeal will be returned 100% of the funds exceeding their calculated goal if they have a designated project, which Resurrection does. With any funds exceeding goal, we would like to purchase new chairs for Father Zinkall. It also means parishes ending short of goal will be invoiced for the shortfall. Such was the case for Resurrection last year. When I came, they put a check on my desk. They said, Father, sign it. And I signed it to the Diocese of Winona, $21,000. $21,000 I had to write from Resurrection to the diocese. Okay, so if we fall short, we get invoiced. This past year, everyone, I'm the assistant vicar for clergy for the diocese. This church is beautiful. If we think of our church, everyone, as Catholic, and this is it, we miss the great beauty of the Catholic Church. Catholic Church is this church. It's a diocesan church. It's a universal church. Think of what this church has done. Universities, hospitals, colleges. It's an extraordinary church that we have to look at from a universal perspective. It's beautiful what we've done. So we have to move beyond the idea of my church to know we're a Catholic church. We're a universal church. If we don't give to something like the Catholic ministry's appeal, it shrinks the mission of the church. Ministries are cut, and because of that, we don't have people to whom we can turn. So, Ben, you got to smile. Ben Frost is here. He works for the diocese, so right up his alley today. But thanks for your work there, Ben. Well, here's the facts. How are we doing this year? Here it is. The goal for Resurrection is $79,270, and the current amount pledged is $55,611. Okay, the amount received to date is $52,552. Thus, we are short to amount pledged by $23,659 and short to amount given by $26,718. That means to date, Resurrection would be invoiced based on amount given. Pledges are nice, but they want the cash. The amount that I would have to write the check out for is $26,718. Okay? Thus, I do feel obligated to make one more pitch for the Catholic Ministry's appeal. There are extra pledge envelopes at the end of your pews. If you can help us, please take one as you leave today. And remember that no gift is too small. And also, if you send in a pledge card, please indicate on the top of it the parish and also the city. Okay? So that way we get credit for what people have given. Okay, second, follow up on the insert in your bulletin last weekend. If you look at the total income and total expenses for fiscal year 2016, it was a great year. Now remember, the church's fiscal year doesn't run January 1 to December 31st. We're July 1st to June 30th. So when we say the fiscal year for 2016 looked great, that's because it's July 1 to June 30th. The net income came out almost $100,000 in the black. So I'm grateful for the people of Resurrection. You also noted then that a great deal of focus turned to capital projects. There are partitions put in Father Zane Call and rooms D and E. We replaced the main air conditioning unit for the church. We put a new water softener in the rectory, and we purchased new logo mats. Walked in, what does it say? Welcome to Church of the Resurrection. Okay? Thus, with those capital projects, $208,000, parish finished with a negative cash flow of around $110,000. I understand as a parish that the original building being 48 years old and the main church building being 27 years old, we're going to have routine maintenance and replacement. I understand that. But as I also look at that balance sheet, I notice the additional fiscal year giving for 2016. I want to compliment you on your giving of $93,000 to charities. The number of calls we receive for assistance is substantial. And to see $37,000 given just to St. Vincent de Paul shows a deep care for the poor in our midst. It's beautiful, people. $93,000 you gave to charity. Unbelievable. We talk about a universal church. Charity moves beyond us. Just keep in the mind the following. You guys know it. Expenses aren't getting cheaper. Okay? Cost to maintain and replace is on an upward trend. Please keep this in mind when you give to the parish. If you've been giving the same amount over a period of time, please consider increasing the amount you give. We do have the option of electronic giving, the EFT, electronic fund transfer, and electronic giving. The flow of income remains even if parishioners are away. And finally, also, please consider Resurrection in your wills and also bequests. Such gifts can be fully anticipated, but they are a tremendous help to the vitality of the parish. One last thought, children. Next weekend, we're going to do something new. Next weekend, who's ever here, Father Sean or myself, We will have a basket at regular collection time, and you can get out of your pew, stretch those legs, and you can put an offering in the basket. Okay? I've done it for years, everyone. It's kind of fun. Kids bring coins, you know, they bring dollar bills, you know, they bring envelopes. I've gotten fishing lures. I got a credit card once, too. Somebody threw a credit. It's just a beautiful thing. But the kids get out of the pew, and they get to move. And I think that's great. It's neat to see them come in carrying their dollar bill, knowing that they're going to give. No, children, when you give, what does it go for? Well, look around the church. We got lights, hosts, wine. We have books, air conditioning. We got to have heat. That's where your money will go, to help us so that we can run this church. Okay? So we'll start that next weekend. So everyone, thanks for your time and your generosity. I truly do appreciate all that you've done. It's through your giving that the mission and vitality of the church continues into the future. So God's blessings to all of you, and thanks for what you have done.